Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now then, witches and beautiful souls, welcome back to episode 101 of the Bell Witch Podcast with me, Swales, a friendly green witch.
I hope she's singing.
A podcast to get you witching in the 21st century. I couldn't let this day go by without putting a new episode out, as on the 4th of July, today is officially Independent Podcasters Day. How cool is that? I am totally here to celebrate by giving you a very special episode indeed. And it is possibly the most expensive episode I've ever made, as I actually lost the recordings on the memory card as I struggled to transfer the recordings from the mic off the SD card, and that ended up somehow wiping the absolute slate clean. Oh my God. Cue the panicking and the upset and the crying. So I scoured the internet for recovery software, which I indeed did find, and that cost me a ton. So I hope you enjoy this episode that nearly didn't make it. Ah well, live and learn. This episode is another delightful go at Vox Poxing, speaking to people on the ground with a not-so-trusty field mic. This time I was lucky enough to be at the wonderful Manifest 2026, brought to you by the lovely dude Matt of Canny Crystals up in Newcastle. So I love that it's so northern. I went to the first one last year. It was only one day. It was amazing. I really liked it, so much so that I bought a ticket for this year, which ended up being 2 days as opposed to one day. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And it was absolutely fabulous. It was everything I dreamed of and more. It went way above my expectations. I met so many beautiful people, wonderful spiritual souls and fellow witches. Honestly, there was so much on offer. It was a beautiful event and it went by in an absolute flash. Ooh, I appear to be getting a bit croaky. Sorry about this. So this one is the same deal as the Healing Alternatives Festival, where I were there with a field mic asking traders mostly about their fabulous witchy businesses and spiritual endeavours. And I do that thing again where I talk about a couple of experiences I had directly as a customer, and it's kind of like a little review as well, all mixed in together. Still thinking about it a few weeks later, can't believe I did a firewalk. I did a sound bath, which was phenomenal. And I've also made another friend, aka podcast pal, who I actually asked about last episode. She briefly saw me at the end of a workshop and was like, hey, I listened to you and I really wanted to engage with her, but the moment wasn't available to do so. And then she disappeared. Anyway, I've been doing a little bit of snooping, a little bit of investigating, and I tracked her down. And I've been binging a podcast and it is well good. She is a fellow Northern lass, not just Northern, but Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, where I'm from. So we sound quite similar. Kaylee of the Soul Sister Society podcast, which is a delightful podcast all about manifesting and living your best life. So in the spirit of Independent Podcaster Day, go and have a listen after this. I'll link her in the show notes.
Yorkshire, Yorkshire.
Thank you so much to those people who have recently left me wonderful, wonderful reviews on Apple Podcast. The next episode, I will totally read them out. And thank you to my new Patreon subscribers, Jane with a Y, Tony Porter, Crystal McLean Creatives, LM, Hanako, Jean, Claire Mittelstedt, I think it says, sorry about that, Joyce Walsh, The Library Witch, and Julie 1980. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon. I hope you like it here. The perks include the Discord channel, my original poetry and some short stories, exclusive podcast episodes when I get round to them. I'm really sorry, I'm slow on that. And of course, early access ad-free episodes. Right, I'll stop jabbering and enjoy the Vox Pox, my dear witch. Now then, witches and magical souls, we are here at the second Manifest in Newcastle. I am having an absolute ball. And we're going to do some more Vox Poxing. So my first guest is...
I am Emily, and I am the founder of Scribbles of Sanity.
And unfortunately, I missed your workshop. Not because I wasn't on time, but because it was so incredibly busy. There was a stampede when it was mentioned, so I thought, I won't bother. I'll talk to a direct, and then all my podcast listeners can hear it too. So can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah, so Scribbles of Sanity is all about helping women to reconnect with themselves and who they are outside of expectations and societal roles, and really about like starting to think and get clear about who they are and who they want to be.
And you've got little, is it journals?
Yeah. So I have a guided journal that is called Becoming Her, and that is all about prompts that guide you through the phases of getting to the end where you embody your future self. It's like designing that version of self that you want to be and taking actionable steps at your own pace to becoming her now.
How does it work? Do we buy a journal and then you guide us through it?
So what happens is you buy the journal. With that comes a free community space that you're added into. And within that, I put in videos that guide people through a deeper dive of each section of the journal if they want it. But otherwise, it's the option for it to be self-led or guided by me.
And is that a weekly thing or a monthly thing?
So what it will be is on like repeat. So first it will be one a week will be dropped into the community space. And then every time somebody buys it, they can come in and access it in their own time. Yeah, that's the idea.
I love the sound of this. It sounds really beautiful. The fact that it's a community around journaling. Is this quite a new thing for yours? Have you been at it a while?
I've been doing this now for about 2 years. It's only the last year, I would say, that like things have really like taken off. And I'm so passionate about bringing like-minded women together to become the best version of themselves, but not for who they think they should be or the roles and the versions that society asks us of us as women, but to what's individual to them, like what lights them up. And I think something really powerful in being surrounded by women on the same journey.
And you can't do journaling wrong. It's impossible.
Absolutely not. And all of my spaces, I also run Soul Scribbles, which is an online therapeutic writing circle for women. And that is all about that, can't get it wrong. It's not about perfection. It can be a list, it can be written, it can be whatever needs to arrive for you on that day, on the page as it comes. So yeah, absolutely, you can't do it wrong.
Oh my God, it sounds incredible. Where can we find you? Plug yourself.
So I am over on Instagram, is the best place to find me, at Scribbles of Sanity. You can visit my website at scribblesofsanity.com, and all of the details are on there, so come and say hi.
And if you're in Manifest, well, you won't be now because it's happened, but come next year because it's amazing, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Yes, it is absolutely incredible, an amazing event.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me, Emily.
Thank you.
This is probably the best one to speak to because she's the one that makes them.
Oh yeah. Oh. What's your name? Where'd you come from?
My name's Isabel and I'm from Rowlands Gill. My business is Bella Anima Studio, which is a candle business made with soya wax, natural essential oils, toxin free, pet safe and all of that goodness.
And you make the entire thing on your own?
Yes, everything's all made by myself. So I started during lockdown as a side business whilst I was on furlough. And then now I work full-time for the NHS and I'm trying to build up my business to be able to leave and have a much healthier mindset in life.
Like our Matt, isn't it? Our Matt doing that, the NHS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be nice to get out.
So talk us through your stall and what different products you've got.
So I've got a candle range as well as wax melts. The wax melts change scents depending on the season, depending what is more popular from the last market as well. My candles all come with crystals, so you can pick between a nice little variety depending on what I fancy when I buy them. And they were all really nice. Strong scent, strong percentage for the oils as well, and then just really changes the atmosphere in a house in a nicer environment.
And do you use actual like physical herbs or is it essential oils?
Essential oils, but I do grow my own flowers, so in some wax bars I have homegrown lavender and calendula and rose petals in them as well.
Oh, beautiful.
As well as doing this as a part-time thing to my full-time job, when I do get to do it, I do it with my mum, which is a bit more sentimental in that way because we get to spend weekends together compared to busy adult life where you don't really get to see each other as much.
It's a mother and daughter business. Shall I say hello, mum?
I'm in charge of packing. Hello.
Brilliant. Which is your favourite?
Oh, that's difficult. Probably plum rose and patchouli. But it was the first candle scent that I started with and I've sold out already today. So it shows up consistently as the best selling scent, but it's gorgeous. It smells like a really fancy spa.
And you say they come with a crystal. Do you choose a crystal or are they a set or does the customer choose a crystal?
At first I did it where I would match a scent with a crystal depending on the candle scent, but now I quite like that customers get to pick what kind of crystal they like. So if it's either on what they're drawn to or if there's like a certain energy that they're after. So sometimes I recommend it and then other people know enough about their crystals to just pick whatever they fancy.
I must say your stall is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And it's got a lovely little vibe to it and it's so nice to be with people who make their own stuff. There's none of this from China stuff. There's none of this bloody Timu, I tell you. Give yourself a plug. Where can we find you?
On Instagram at Bella Anima Studio.
Can we order online or in person only?
So in person at markets, I always update my Instagram, the current markets for the month. And then you can also message on Instagram and I can post through there.
Nice. Yeah. You see, again, that's the human aspect, like physically selling.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Well, thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you so much.
With me at Manifest, I've got fellow witches, fellow witcher stall. Who are you then? Who are you?
Oh, well, who are we again? We're Blooming Witches from Spennymoor in County Durham. I'm Danny the Witch.
And I'm Abby the Bloom.
And we have something in common.
Yes, we both have a fellow Chief Witch.
Chief Witch. Louise.
Yeah, Louise.
If you're listening, Louise, you've been name dropped. Tell us a little bit about your witchy biz.
So, we're a bit of a one-stop shop, really. You can come and visit us and we've got lovely whimsical witchy supplies. We have crystals, gifts, and we have a coffee shop, so you can come and get a lovely coffee, crystal infused coffee, by the way.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Available on the website.
Yeah. And we also have a bar, so why not have a crystal infused Prosecco as well?
Yes. Yeah. And as well as that, we run workshops, so you can do anything from florals to crystal workshops. We host tarot readings every weekend, isn't it?
Every week. And on our website, we sell all of our beautiful shop homeware. We do a witchy blog on there each month, if anyone wants to read my ramblings. And also tarot readings. You can book a tarot reading on there as well over the phone. Yeah. We're a bit of a magical one-stop shop. And our customers tell us it's like a warm hug when you walk through the door. And that just makes us so happy inside.
So happy.
We do a little happy dance, don't we? Yeah.
You know, that whole thing you just said, the one thing that impresses me the most is the bar.
Because even witches need wine, obviously. So
witches do need wine. So is that like open alongside or is it special evenings or?
No, so if we have a workshop on, you can join in the workshop and the bar's open and we do wonderful witchy cocktails. We do Filthy Fairy.
Influenced by me.
For something a bit more fruity. We do Vampire's Kiss. And they've all got quirky names and lots of lovely alcohol in there. So if you need a little bit of de-stress, get a crystal, get your cocktail, just soak up the loveliness that we offer.
Such a good idea, putting crystals in your booze. Like, I put crystals in my drinking water, I put crystals in my fish tank, and I put crystals in my plants and everywhere I could think of, but not my booze. Okay, that's going to happen now.
Stop wasting water. Drink more booze.
To stop drinking water because fish fucking it. No, I'm joking. How are you finding the weekend?
We didn't know what to expect, did we? And I've been left on my own for a little while because I've been went off and got a tattoo.
Yeah, my very, very first tattoo, may I add. They were amazing though, around a cosmic tattooist, wasn't it? So I thought, why not? Just go for it.
Yeah, so as well as having a stall at the event, we're also enjoying the event as well and meeting some amazing people such as yourself, Emma. I was a bit starstruck when you came around the corner. I was like, wait, I know that face. And it was you. I think I picked up on your energy before I realised who it was.
It walks in front of me.
Yeah, so straight I was like, I need a picture. Yeah, so we're loving the event. We're here for 2 days and it's absolutely heaving with marvellous people. Yeah,
energy's amazing. Really, really, really high energy. It's really good fun.
Yeah.
Plug yourself. Where can we find you?
So we are on Spennymoor High Street, just outside of Durham, if no one knows where the world of Spennymoor is. We're just above the hairdressers called Rose and Hyde, and we're
also online, blueandwitches.co.uk, where you can find us on there as well. Blog's on there. Please DM us if you want any further information. We're happy to help with whatever, wherever you are on your journey, whatever background, we're there to help and support.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Talking about starstruck, look, there's like the Francesca Amber next to me. Like, yours are as starstruck here. She's a bit busy signing books. I'm going to try and grab her when she's finished signing. Can I just ask you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about witches?
I love them. I am a witch. I'm raising witches. So my youngest child, I named after Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of New Orleans. So she is a witch.
Yeah. Little witchlings.
Yes, I'm raising my own little coven.
Me too. I've got 2 little girls as well. Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. And you're talking later on today?
3:30, I think. So everyone keeps giving me buzz balls and glasses of rosé wine. I'm like, I can't drink anything until I've done that talk because I'll be on the floor.
Oh, no, it's great to be here. Are you talking to me on the podcast? Have you heard of the Bell Witch podcast, yeah?
Yeah, what is it?
Bell Witch podcast.
Oh! Just audio. Oh, I love that. Do you know what? I'm a little bit of like a podcast purist. I like things to be how a podcast should be. I don't want to put makeup on. I don't want you to have to see my face. I want to be in a dressing gown, you know? It's the best way.
And I find I consume how I listen, I create how I consume. So, like, I avoid video because I just can't be asked, to be honest. I just want to do my life while listening to amazing wisdom.
Yes, same. I'm very like anti-screen time, not just for children but for adults as well, and trying to encourage people to watch something. That's not what I'm about. I want people to be, yeah, like you say, getting on with things and yeah, just listening.
Human contact, that's what we need.
Yes, yeah.
Go to the checkout.
To the checkout?
You know, to people rather than the self-checkout. Talk to people.
I see what you're saying. At Tesco, yeah, I know what you mean.
I was like, Nero Spicy? Not now, I didn't mean literally now. You're like, what do you want? Buy me a Twix. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've just got to insert here the confusion on Fran's face. When I were like, we need to go to the checkout, she were like, what? Oh my God, I were well embarrassed. Silly. No, don't be embarrassed. It's that thing my mind does where it talks to itself and then I say it out loud and it's completely out of context. Anywho.
This stall is very attractive to me because it's got drums and runes and candles. It's all very witchy. So would you like to tell me a little bit about what it's all about?
Okay, so I'm a part of this stall. It's not all my stuff. But we're all firewalking instructors, so that's why we're all together on this thing today. So we're under the umbrella today of Logie Firewalking, who we all trained with as firewalking instructors. But we all do a lot of different things, which makes us quite a formidable team, actually, of stuff. So I do past life regression therapy, and I also train people on how to deliver past life regression. That's kind of my bread and butter job. And then I've do the Goddess Movement, which is a fitness class all about empowerment of your body, basically. I mean, it's a fitness class where you dance around. We do a bit of belly dance within it. The outcome is that you feel connected to yourself, you know, and feel nice. So that's the Goddess Movement. And obviously, I'm a firewalking instructor. So we do firewalking, glass walking, arrow breaking, yeah.
That's why this guy's walking around with arrows on his back.
We use it as part of the firewalking as a way to raise energy. So when you're firewalking, you want your energy high and ready to go, you know, across the hot coals.
I have actually just done glass walking. Wow!
It's really different to what you think, isn't it? Yeah, I love glass walking. I made that glass walk, which was a real labour of love. But all of us here have our own glass walk. It's just that mine's out today. I know. So I have my glass walk sits in my sitting room, and I do from time to time just stand in it, in the box, because it's extremely grounding and settling, which people would not think.
And you're also a witch.
I am also a witch.
Tell us about your witchcraft.
So I started with a friend doing witch circles recently, but my witchcraft I had done, like many people, in a very solitary manner for a really, really long time. And I suppose it's part of, I don't know whether it's growth, but I like that people are coming out a little bit more with their witchcraft. I think it's cool. Like, I'm not against it at all. But yeah, I always did do my witchcraft very well. I was a solitary witch, as they say.
I think that's how most of us begin, and then we figure out, oh my God, there's a witch here, there's a witch there.
I think it's really nice and I love it. And I think the circles that we've done have varied from people who have just got a little bit of an interest to people who, a bit like me, have just always done it in their closet, as it were. And yeah, and we're all like just loving, like talking about it. And then we've got the WhatsApp group and we go, oh yeah, have you seen this? And, or, you know, oh, what about this spell? It's fun.
Manifesting is witchcraft.
It is. It's witchcraft. There's witchcraft everywhere. There's witchcraft everywhere. Every time you stir your spoon in your coffee, you know, the potential.
And I am so going to do the fire walk tomorrow. I did the glass walk today. Silly not to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're very welcome. You'll probably get to do an arrow break as well. Along the way, which I would definitely recommend. They're all very different. You'll get something different from each modality.
Give yourself a plug. Tell us your name and your business and where we can find you.
My name's Sylvia Sutherland. I have Sylvia Sutherland Hypnotherapy, where I do my past life stuff. And then I have Sorsha Firewalking and Events, which is my angle of the firewalking, and my goddess movement is under that.
Amazing. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Amazing. I can't believe I walked on glass. Right, I'm just hanging around the glass because I love that people are walking on it. And are you about to walk on glass?
I am about to walk on glass, I think.
Big. Are you all right or are you a bit nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous. I've got to admit, I stood here for a little bit and I thought, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go. But then I thought, no. I was watching people's faces. And they all seemed happy at the end. They seemed very scared during it, though. But yeah, then they get the end and they're very happy. So
I've done it and it was amazing. Like, I can't believe I've done it. I'm going to be on a bike for everybody who I meet. I'm going to be telling them for, like, 2 months.
It does look good. I am looking forward to it. And I'm glad I've stayed because I've very nearly walked away.
Cool. Well, good luck, but you won't need it. We are near the end of the first day of Manifest 2026. With me here, I have another lovely stall holder and healer, Sarah. Hi.
Hi, so good to meet you.
You've had a great day by the looks of it. I couldn't get hold of her, she was just so busy.
I've honestly met the most amazing people, and I was just saying to another lady, like, having a event like this where everyone genuinely gets it and there's no topic off the table, you don't have to suppress anything or hide anything, like, it's just been such a vibe. I loved it.
No, there's no being judged. It is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little who you are and what you offer.
So my name is Sarah Brasher. I am the proud CEO of the Activation Method and the Soul Activation. And what I love helping women create is their own body of work. So what I mean by that is I'm seeing so many incredible, brilliant, gifted, spiritual individuals who are leading with, I do breath work, oh, and I do Reiki, oh, and I do EFT, and I've also been trained in XYZ, but they're missing the blend of the brilliance that makes them so unique. So although they've got all these certifications, I'm like, that's great, but so has 100,000 other women on the planet. How about we start to extract those threads of the micro things that you do with your clients that you're not actually owning because you think everybody else on the planet does it. Like, not everybody else can very quickly read a room and go, oh, something's a bit off here. Or not everyone can listen to the language of their client and then mirror back what they said in a simple, easy way. And I help them then create their own methods, whatever they want to call it. So they're not leading with somebody else's body of work. They're actually leading with something that only they can lead with. That makes them category of one. That means there's no competition, there's no comparison, because nobody else on the planet is doing what you're doing in the way that you do it. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Training.
Yeah, so there are some certifications that I teach in. So especially for the women who are maybe transitioning, like I was from the corporate world, I was a chartered accountant for 15 years, and there was a point, maybe it's the awakening, whatever you want to call it, where you look around and think there's got to be more to life than this. So then I manifested redundancy, but I also now, you know, when I was looking to become a coach, I then invested in NLP, coaching accreditations, but something was missing, right? The frequency work, the energy work, the spiritual stuff. So what I now help people do is, especially if they're looking to take a step into their own business, doing what they love, I teach them my modalities, but I also then help them make them their own. So I don't want to have carbon copies of 100,000 Sarahs all doing the activation method. I want them to all be, you know, channeling dragon work, for example, working with fairies, working with angels, whatever, crystals, so they then get known for the work that they are here to lead.
And is this an in-person thing or online or both?
It's all online at the moment. I've got two daughters, so I kind of fit it around the school hours and the nursery pickups, because my youngest is 3 years old. I know, my little feisty one. So I do it all around them, and it's just been so flexible to be able to create something that I love, help other women create something they love that fits around their life. So I help them see, like, what life do you want? Let's make your business fit around that and not the other way around. Because I know what it's like to try and, you know, work full time while the school holidays are going, and it's just an absolute chaos, right? So it's all online, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook.
Can you just talk to us a little bit about these lovely little hats you've got on this little bowl here that everybody's grabbing?
Yes, of course I can. So the activation method is my method. It's what I lead with, and it's what I absolutely love. And it's been created by blending everything that I learn, NLP, timeline therapy, cord cutting, inner child work, all into one session. There is a part, though, where we activate your higher self. So she is like the purest version of you on a soul level before you came onto this planet. And you were told you were too loud, too quiet, too weird, too strange, too bubbly, too clever, too know-it-all. Whatever it is that we've been told, she, your higher self, is that version of you who you were always here to be. That powerful, fierce, strong, you know, brilliant version of you. So these crystals, when you listen to the code on the back, there is a part where we activate your higher self. You squeeze the crystal at the same time. It acts like an anchor. So then you put it in your pocket or your purse, so that every time you're having a little wobble, because we are humans, right? Oh, I can't do it, it's too hard. That crystal comes out, the vibration that you've anchored into there of your higher self goes, vroom, your body remembers, and it's like, shoulders back, head held high, I am a badass, let's go, and let's remember who the hell I'm here to be and what I'm here to lead. So that's what they are here for.
I love that, I love it, and I have got one, and I can't wait to go and do it all, listen to your little meditation. Where can we find you? Plug all your business and your socials.
Oh, thank you. So I am on Facebook, Sarah Brasher, so B-R-A-Y-S-H-E-R. I've had many, many spellings, but I am also under the activation method. And I'm on Instagram as well, sarah.brasher. So that's where you can find me.
Lovely. Well, thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Day 2 of Manifest 2026. I didn't actually get to record anything because the day was so full of things that I wanted to do. And a big chunk of the time was taken up with the firewalking because the organisers, Lowgate Firewalking, built a really big fire that took quite some time to get hot enough to become the firewalk. You could smell the fire throughout the whole building as the wind wafted it in, you know, the campfire smell, and it were drawing everybody out. And we all stood around the fire, drawn to the storytelling about how a firewalk is, what you can achieve from doing it, mindset, manifestation, seeing your future self and all that good stuff. And the leader of the firewalking business that was there, I think he was called, I can't remember, Stephen or something. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, love. He was sharing such deep personal stories about his life and his trauma and how the firewalking had brought about a community that were all like part of Logie Fireworks and they were family. And it was just a really beautiful human experience that I know we are all craving so badly right now. As I stood there, I realised I really wanted to do it, but the fear was enormous. There was a time when I almost did it, probably about 5 years ago at a camp, and I backed out because the anxiety and the worry just overwhelmed me. And so because I were at Manifest and I were having a great time, and also because I had glass walked and broken the arrow with my throat the day before, it seemed an absolute cop-out to back out of doing the firewalk. I signed the form and took my shoes off and socks off, rolled my trousers up and stood waiting for what seemed like an eternity to walk over those hot coals from the fire, which was built from silver birch wood, may I add. That's another nod from the universe there, as that tree is becoming increasingly relevant in my life. When it was ready and there were a line forming, I was hesitant to join, but I did. And I remember stood there ready to go and I was so, so scared. My heart was going so fast. And like I said before, I nearly did back out. I was so sure my body was going into some kind of weird, shaky panic mode, but I just had to gulp it down and walk. And I think my face was still looked such a mess because I was probably gurning and trying to hold the tears back. I did it. You walk over it really fast. And weirdly enough, you don't feel it because you're looking directly forward, visualising yourself in the future. After I walked over it for the first time, the emotions were massive. I hadn't received a fire kiss, which in the waiver you sign beforehand does state may happen. It's quite weird because it says this waiver is to say that you are safe. These people are trained, although we can't guarantee that you won't get burnt. This is fire. You may get burnt. And that made you go like, oh, it is a proper leap of faith and a proper trust exercise. The emotion was massive and I can't put into words just how massive it was. And then we could re-queue up and do it again and again. And I did it 3 times. And each time the coals got a little bit hotter. It was wonderful. And I can totally see why people get hooked on it and it becomes a career for many. I started dreaming that maybe I could train as a firewalker instructor. People ask me all the time, did you not feel it? Did it not like hurt? It didn't. It just felt like I was walking on some kind of soft pebbles, I guess. Brighton Beach hurts way more to walk on in bare feet. And I just didn't feel the heat and there were no pain. And afterwards, my feet felt quite tingly. The day after, my feet felt very tingly. I kept checking and there was no burns. So if you do have the opportunity to do a firewalk, I recommend you absolutely do it. It's like nothing I've ever done. It was incredible and I feel like I learned a lot about myself through it. And I might be an oversharer, but as I did this, I were also on my period, which I think adds to the experience of being like a proper badass witch and achieving things that scare me to death, as I'm also bleeding and emotional. The next amazing experience I want to tell you about now was one of absolute surprise. It was a workshop I was eager to attend in the form of a sound bath run by Emma, and her sound bath company is called Feel to Heal. I'll tag everybody in the show notes. It was a gorgeous set with all the bowls and all the trinkets and the rattles and stuff. I can't remember if I did it before or after the firework because my mind is blurry, but I spent a lot of the time waiting for workshops that day because the day before I didn't hardly get any because they were all just so incredibly busy. And so I was on the floor ready. I had my crystals out, my supercharger one, the crystal quartz, and a couple of my most trusted talismans to soak up all that good energy. And Emma was lovely. She was talking us through what's going to happen. I think there were a few people who had never done a sound bath before, so that was pretty cool. It was so full. People were trying to get in and we had to turn them away because it was so popular. And I was expecting such an easy, relaxing time and was pleasantly surprised at what actually happened, which luckily for me, I wrote down straight away because you know what my bounce is like? I would totally have forgotten. So to begin with, she started with a very big, deep gong, absolutely beautiful. And I was meditating. I could see myself on the stage, manifest like a film. All the lovely stuff, all the obvious stuff. And then something really strange happened. Emma started to sing and her singing unlocked something in my head. Oh, I suppose in my soul. And I went deeper into the meditation. And then my mum came in and she just kept saying, feel the love, feel the love. And she showed me my girls and my husband. And there was a young boy waiting to come through. And he was kind of like hanging around in the background of my life. And there was this real sense of loss of a love I never knew. Like he never made it. He's been waiting to come and he never made it. This is the first time I felt anything like that in my life. It's really strange. It's like maybe I was meant to have a third baby and it just didn't happen. So it's not a grieving per se, but it's something like. And then I heard really vividly somebody say, next time. Never mind, next time. And then I went back into a really deep memory, which is quite personal and very dark. But I'm going to tell you because you've come this far. It was of a moment when me and my mum was arguing in real life. I was a goth-up teenager, so probably about 15, and she got so angry with me, she came over and started to strangle me round the neck. And I didn't fight because I was so depressed at the time. In that moment in real life, I knew, you know, she realised just how sad I was, the fact that I didn't fight her back. And she stopped, and in the meditation, she showed it from her perspective, and confirmed my suspicion of the penny dropping that it was that bad. And I heard the words vividly, no more. In this meditation, she was making it really clear to me just how remorseful she was and that she was incredibly sorry for what happened. But it was okay because I let her know that I'd forgiven her for it because we both were in a bad place. I do really miss you. And she was saying, you've got to feel the love, remember, feel the love. My spirit horse came in, took the girls for a ride, and she was so happy to see that. And I saw this grass grow really quick, and it grew around my feet, and it connected us all together through like roots under the earth. And then I saw my old house, my childhood home where I grew up and I dream about all the time, and the grass kind of grew up around my house so big, like trees, I couldn't see my childhood house anymore. And I remember thinking, I'm so glad that I can't see my house for the grass, the beautiful grass that's growing all around me. It was really emotional and I wasn't expecting it. It was the deepest I'd ever been in meditation around other people, I think. And I can quite honestly say it was the best sound bath I've ever done. I've never known a sound bath like it. When I was brought back to reality, I was very emotional and I had to sit there for a small time while they packed up, because they'd run over slightly, rushing around trying to get stuff away for the next speaker. And I just had to sit there and kind of like pull myself together. Wow, what an amazing experience. So I feel like the second day I did a hell of a lot of internal work at Manifest. And the week after, it took me quite a long time to recover emotionally because it was really deep and you need to recover. It's not a bad thing. We go through life so numb to our spiritual needs and being present in the present because we're all so distracted with talk about all the time. It really asked a lot of me in terms of personal development work and what I hold as valuable. I know that I fall victim to capitalism and the wanting of things and the wanting to be successful and to be seen. as successful, which is a massive egocentric load of tosh that I am letting go of. A few realisations that social media absolutely does ruin my mental health. I need to stop scrolling. I need to try and manifest my dream life in different ways without the internet sucking it all away from me. So I will end on saying Manifest 2, 2026, was 100 times improved from the first one, which was also wonderful. It had grown hugely and was massively attended, especially the workshops, which were heaving and people were queuing out the door. It had outgrown the venue it had only just found because it was so popular. And it was an unusual place in terms of mainstream and subcultured. I was one of the weirdest looking people in the room. No surprise there, Swales. I often am, and that isn't a bad thing. And I think I was truly accepted, swanning around in a crown and ram horns. People didn't really find it that odd, which I just love. And although the majority of it, I believe, was quite mainstream, as manifest, the word manifest is a bit of a buzzword at the moment, but we all know it's just another word for magic. There were also plenty of witches, plenty of magical folks, goths, folks covered with tattoos. And you could get a tattoo there, which I absolutely got, a tiny little broom tattooed by the lovely, the cosmic tattooist. Thank you so much. I absolutely love my tiny little broom. You could also get your nails done. It was fabulous. Absolutely bought the ticket for the next one and I cannot wait. And I know I'm a slow Joe, but I will get Matt onto the podcast this year, okay? I've said it out loud now. Before the end of 2026, I will book him. So if you're thinking about going to Manifest 2027, please do. It's an event like nothing I've been to before and I do go to a lot of events for a full-time mum, in brackets. And this one is absolutely one of my favourites. So thank you so much, Matt and his team, for creating such a welcoming, warming space open to all the freaks and weirdos, as well as the successful women of the land and the boss queens and the goddesses and the witches. It was truly magnificent. That's it from me. Thank you for listening and stay magical, witches. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.